don't know things. We come to church and we smile and we laugh, but we could be in hell and you not even know it. Hallelujah. But it's something about the praise of God that will help us out if we learn how to praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You notice we ain't got no clock in here. No, we don't want no clock. If you don't bring your cell phone over and don't turn it on, but if you don't bring something to see the time, you ain't going to know what time it is. I'm waiting for a time because I know there's no time with God. I know ain't no time with God. You hear me? Thank you, Jesus. This week, I'm seeking the Lord, and I was down, and two hours done passed. I said, woo, I'm liking this all the time. Because, you know, you feel good after about an hour. Then you know you're ready in there. You know, now you're coasting along here. And I look up, when I go at 5, it was 7. I said, Lord, now I got to go fix Ernest's breakfast. That's the only way I got up. Because I have to be a wife. I'm still a wife. Just to say something. You single women better think. Hello. That's all I got to say. We have to be wise. We have to be. Will you stand just one more time? I know I got you standing up and down. You're getting a little exercise today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Will you turn around and say, I'm glad to be here, to some of your neighbors? Amen. Hallelujah. You pray for them. Pray for them. I want to say praise the Lord for my son-in-law. Yes. We talk on the phone a lot, me and him. You know, we talk on the phone, don't we, son? And please, I want to ask you to forgive me because I miss your birthday. And I at least could have called and said happy birthday. Happy birthday, belated. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, it's wonderful. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. I want to go and I want to minister today on you living in a covenant. Now you got to know what it is. You know what? We don't understand a covenant. These New Testament saints, we really don't. But you're going to pray for me while I'm up here. Yes. In the Old Testament, the word covenant means bond. Two or more people bound together. A binding agreement. But I want us to know today the binding agreement that Christ has with us. This is going to take away your fear. It's going to take away your mistrust. It's going to help you to love people. Because under this covenant, there are great benefits. I say there are great benefits. You're not just living. You're living under a covenant. And I don't know if you see it out in the hall where me and my sister back there. We was out in there, and when told you, you know about this, about the rainbow that was over the church. That just blessed us, so we took a picture of it and stuck it out there. Hallelujah. Now, I know I'm not under his covenant. No. I'm not under the covenant of that day. I got a new and a better covenant. Oh, yes. And so I was on my way to church one day, and another rainbow came up, just a big, pretty rainbow. I said, oh, I remember, Lord. But let me tell you something, what I'm learning. You stand and you wait. I say no matter what. He tell you something, children of God. I don't want to go too fast now because you know me. I'll get over and I'll be done, got the last or the first. But when he tell you something, wait on him. Amen. When you got to decide to do something that you know ain't quite what you need to do. I don't know if I can explain that. But wait on him. Yes. Praise the Lord. I was looking in the covenants, and as I was studying, we're going to have a good time. I was looking at these covenants. I was looking at the covenant that he gave. First, he gave who a covenant? You remember? Who was the first covenant? Was Abraham the first one? Huh? Yeah. Yes and no, Adam. But we'll say Abram's covenant. Praise the Lord. But as I was looking at Abram's covenant, and I saw human like we are. You know, when he was 99, which I first said, he just could not see how he could have another child being the age he was. Praise the Lord. Then I went into Jacob's covenant. And the next covenant, what was the next covenant? Abram's covenant. And then what was the next one? Genesis 31. I just want to get over here so bad. I just got to slow down. I want to get over here. Yeah, 20. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jacob. I'm going to look at that covenant. And Jacob stole away unaware to Laban. You know, Jacob had went to Laban's house. Now, you that know, don't know that, y'all. I'm going to give you some Bible study. Y'all go back home and read that now. And read up so I won't have to sell a Bible study every time I'm up here. But Jacob went to shear his sheep. And Jacob stole away unto Laban, the Syrian. And that he told him not that he was going. He fled. So he fled with all he had. And he rose up and all that he had. And passed over the river and set his face toward the Mount of Gilead. And it was told Laban on the third day that Jacob was fled. And he took his brethren with him and pursued after him 7 days' journey. And they overtook him in the Mount Gilead. And God came to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night. Notice this man is a Syrian over there in Arabia and over there. And he said unto him, take heed that you don't speak not to Jacob either good or bad. I'm going to tell you, even when you think, even, you know, God is so good. But when you belong to God, you got clout. Amen. You got a little clout. Because he should have told his daddy that, or his father-in-law, who had just ripped him off. But you know what? He ripped folks off. He ripped off his brother. Now he's getting it back. Now he don't want to face the music, so he flees. And so when they got caught up with each other, Laban is all kind of messed up because one of the wives took some images that they were serving over there and hid them in the furniture. Now, in them days, women couldn't get up if they had their womanhood up on them, if you know what I'm saying. So she told her father-in-law, she said, I can't move, I can't get up. So he started searching out the tents and said, you done moved and you done took my gods with you. But see, you know, you had to take them gods around with you. Hallelujah. These people got gods they got to take around with them. But our God goes with us. Our God lives within inside of us. And wherever we go, we got our God inside of us. Isn't that wonderful? Pray, we ain't got to worry about taking no rabbit's foot. Huh? You ain't got to worry about reading the zodiac. We don't care what it is. We don't have to worry about that. Because our God lives within us. I say, our God lives within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad about that, Sister Mary. I'm so glad my God lives within me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so when he caught up with the young man, when he caught up with Jacob, he told Jacob, say, why'd you do that? You took my daughters, you took everything. Ain't none of his daughters no more, but that's what he said. Hallelujah. He don't know. He done suffered everything to get them women. Y'all remember the story. Everybody looking at me. Amen. But he knows about it. I know he knows. Yes. And so when he caught up with him, praise the Lord, he said, now why did you do that? That was the wrong thing to do. You could have told, we could have had a party. Yeah, sure. And we could have, you know, just really had a celebration about you leaving, like they had a birthday party. We could have had a party. But Jacob, he wasn't thinking about no party. He was mad at the man anyway because the man had them ripping him off. You know, he was mad at him. And so when he got away, hallelujah, after he made the little things together and God done told, now Laban didn't tell him, say, God came to me tonight and told me not to do nothing to you. You know, your enemy ain't going to tell you what God or somebody tell him. No, they ain't going to. Listen, your enemy ain't going to be telling you that. No. But he kept it. And when they got together, okay, I'm going to read the 44th verse. He said, I've been 20 years in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters, 6 years for your cattle, and you changed my wages 10 times. Man, please. He said, except the God of my fathers, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely thou hast sent me away now empty. God has seen my affliction. Listen, this is not just wrote down for this. This is wrote down for our learning. These scriptures have helped me so wonderfully. Right now in here, anyway, none of your business. But how be so, this scripture have helped me. Because, listen, I know when I make up my mind to do something. You know, I made up my mind to do something. And God told me, said, wait. Lord, you talking about wait? I need to do this. No, you wait. Hallelujah. So I'm reminded, praise the Lord. Lord, please don't let me. I'm rushing too fast. Say, slow down, Sister Davis. And he said, and Laban answered and said unto Jacob, these daughters are my daughters, and these children are my children, and these cattle are my cattle, and all this you see is mine. And what can I do this day unto thee, my daughters, unto their children which have been born? Now they'll come. He said, let us make a covenant. Let us make a covenant. I just told you, a binding agreement. Now he didn't want to have trouble with Laban because he got to go have trouble with his brother Esau. He don't need no two troubles, you know. He need to get this thing straightened out right here. And so he said, let it be for a witness between me and you. He said, and Jacob took a stone and set it for a pillar. Praise the Lord. And in them days, people understood covenants. Now, whatever they said here was going to mean something. People don't care about no covenants now. Uh-oh. I said, they don't care about no covenants now. Praise the Lord. You stand and you make a covenant. You know, God holds you for that. Whether or not you believe it or not, you say, Lord, I'm going to pay my tithes. Lord, I'm going to do this. Or you can come up here at this altar and I'll put you together as man and wife. That's a covenant. The greatest covenant you can make. Now, sometimes things don't work right. I know plenty of things like that. We just had one now. We ain't talking about those. We're not talking about those. But we're talking about those that you sit and you know, things not working just like it's supposed to work. Amen. I don't know who I'm talking to. Maybe I'm talking to me. And you know, things don't work like it's supposed to work. And this is the day we're living in. There's so much pressure. It's so much pressure on people. Amen. But you might have something that you ain't told nobody about, like myself. Hallelujah. One brother in this church could know what I'm talking about, but he don't know because he only know what God told him. Amen. But they made a covenant. What did they say? He said, at number 48, and Laban said, this heap is a witness between me and you. Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. He named it something else up there, but Jacob named it Galeed. And Mizpah, for he said, the Lord watch between me and thee, when we are absent one from another. Now, a lot of people use that as a benediction for the church. But that's not a benediction, really. It's something between Jacob and Laban. It was a peace thing between Jacob and Laban. Amen. Then I looked at another covenant. I looked at the covenant in the first beginning. Now, this is the one I really love. Say, pray for me. Yes, Lord. Pray for me. I look for the covenant when God made the covenant with the first man in Genesis. Nobody know what I'm talking about because I don't know what I'm talking about right now. Just a minute. He made a covenant with Noah. That's the covenant that really got me straightened out. He made a covenant with Noah. Find that. I thought I had it wrote down. Noah's covenant. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, saints. I had a birthday too in May. And I'm hitting 80 just about. I told God to help me. If I get up here stumbling, y'all just might as well just sit up here and do your feet because I'm going to be up here too. He say, sit down. He made a covenant with Noah. And God blessed Noah, the Bible say, and his sons. Hallelujah. He blessed them. And you know, in them days, people was cutting up and crazy. Like they're doing now. Like they're doing now. And God said, I'm gonna destroy man. May I tell you something? If God ever say, I'm sick of man, and really me, and he really, no one can reach him, we done for. Because I can't explain God. You can't explain him. Somebody asked you, said, explain the word God. You just be saying, he's so great. I say he's so great. He told one of the prophets, I think it's in Haggai, or one of the scriptures, he said, if you can tell me about the sun and the moon, then we can talk. But the sun rises, hallelujah, and the moon do what it's got to do. They are set by me. I want you to know, hallelujah, your life is set by God. I want you to know that your footsteps are by God. I want you to know you can't do nothing without God. And so I looked at Noah's covenant. Now Noah was number 8 and number 31 or 32. He was 500 years old when he got these young men. He had Noah, he had Shem, Japheth, and Ham, right? He was 500. Now where these people got this 120 years, I don't know. No, because it wasn't 120 years. He was 500 years old when he had his children. And then he was number 7 and 6. He was 600 years old when the flood came. That's just 100 years. Now, where the folks hatched out this other 20 years, I don't know. Let me tell you something. Y'all stop looking at that junk. You stop looking at this, what Hollywood got you looking at. I mean, because it's ridiculous. I mean, absolutely. One night with a king, and this supposed to have been made by people that were religious. And here she out in the rain running. I said, what kind of crap is this? You can't even, if you want to look at something, you know, look at, have your kids looking at something. You can't look at that because they don't tell the truth. Now somebody be quoting, you know, Esther was out there in the rain. Esther was not out in the rain. Ain't that stupid? She going to run up in the rain now and go to the king. Get out. And then when Haggai, what his name, got up, I said, oh, please, that's it. Okay. And these supposed to be, these people are saved people that made this. They're getting into Hollywood and doing just what Hollywood is doing. Lying. Good gracious. And so, hallelujah, he was 500 years old, and the Lord told him to make an ark. Now, this is what I want to get to you right here before I go into something else. Praise the Lord. While he was in the ark, 150 days. Ain't that something? He was in the ark 150 days. One thing I'd like you to know, too. The ark stayed open for 7 days, the door of the ark. And I want you to know one but one, because it ain't but one door into it, and that's Jesus. Right now, that's not but one door. One door, one way, one window. Hallelujah. I thought that was great. Amen. Ain't but one, just one. And let me tell you something. When you study the scriptures, study numbers. Because if somebody say, if he say this and that, you know, we heard about today was three times. You have to study the scriptures because God be telling you a lot in there. But you got to know that seven mean this and three this. Because God is an orderly God. I don't care what you say. You might forget your keys and stuff, but he don't. You might don't write down, but he does. The Bible says he writes down. Hallelujah. And so they was in the ark for 150 days. And so the Bible say, go to chapter 8. I don't want to go behind for you. The Lord remembered Noah. Now, when God makes a covenant, he gives you a token of his covenant so you can remember. Now, listen. When he tells you something, he gives you a token. Or he gives you something to help you to remember what he said. He's so good. He don't just tell you something and don't never be back. No. He gives you something and then he tells you something. Or somebody else will tell you something similar. I've had that to happen to me. I've had God to speak to me. And then somebody else come and speak to me because he said about a mouth or two. You can't go schemed out because you thought God said it. You can't do that. You got to have some witness. And the witness is now, you know, sometimes it's one another. Sometimes it's the Bible. Sometimes it's just something to let you know the same thing God has told you. I'm amazed at the way God does. I'm amazed at it. I say, I'm amazed. We serve a God that I can't hardly explain. I get up here and I get so tongue-tied. I get up in here and I get to running and I can't do. I said, Lord, I wish I was eloquent. I wish I went to school and knew big words. But all I know is you're so great. I say, you're so great. I say, I just can't hardly, hallelujah, keep myself down. I can't hardly stay in the word. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, girl, I told y'all again. I said, Lord, we was going home one day and I saw the sun setting. I tell you, that did something for me. I said, that one ball is setting. It lights the world. It lights China. It lights Russia. It lights all over the city. Woo! What a God we serve. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. So why are you sitting up here worried about anything? I say, Lord, but we are human. Forgive us. We are human. But he brought a human man. He came down in human form. He didn't say, all right, y'all down there. Do what I say. Hey, let's knock this one down. No, no. He sent Jesus. And Jesus came. Jesus was a man. He got thirsty. He got hungry. He was hurt. He was lonely. He went through everything we went through. The Bible says every affliction, everything he went through. Hallelujah. Because you say, well, he was God. No, look at him in the garden. I say, look at him in the garden, children of God. Lord, if it be possible, that man thing came. He said, let this thing, let it pass. But nevertheless, let your will be done. This is going to drop in your heart. I preach this enough, you're just going to get down in you. Because he got to be great to you. For he that know their God will do exploits. It's got to be great. When you walk up to somebody, listen, I don't know why God do me like that. But I walk up to people, they all kinds of ways. And they're always telling me something. I don't want to hear what you got to say. I walked up to a lady, listen, last week I was in Walmart. You know, that's my field out there, Walmart. Yes, a lady come in now because she met me in Walmart. But this lady, she was putting up the stuff. And she almost bumped into me. And she turned around. She said, I'm sorry. I said, oh, that's okay. And I said, you know, I'm just talking. You know, and so she said, listen, now, I ain't asked you this. She said, you know, I'm hard of hearing. I said, oh, Lord. Now, you know I can't stand that. And I walked in, I said, oh, Lord. So I get up, got my stuff, went on. The Lord said, go back and pray for it. I said, oh, Lord, I'm going to make sure it's you now. I was pushing my cart. Oh, dear God. You know how we do? I'm telling on me. I went up to the thing. I checked out. I said, can I take this cart back up in the store? He said, oh, yes, sir, just take your receipt. I went right back there. This was the other day. I went right back there. I said, ma'am, this may sound strange to you. I said, but Jesus told me to pray for you. She said, oh, thank you. And I laid hands on her ears and commanded that the Lord would give her hearing. Now, it ain't my business. I just did what he told me to do. I said, it ain't my business. Did she hear? Hey, that's up to God. I left out of that store, girl. I was hopping. I said, ooh, do, 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 do. The dude went home, I was feeling good. Now, had I not gone and did what God told me to do, I'd have went home and said, oh, God, we need to quit it. Come on now. Hallelujah. You either got some or you ain't got nothing. You either got the love of God or you ain't got it. Try it. You know, people need help. And God is not going to let you down. He the one that's the healer. I can't heal a butterfly with a broken wing, but I know he can do anything. I say he can do anything. Hallelujah. So I'm going to tell you this. Okay, while they were in the ark, hallelujah, Jesus, the ark came down on Mount Ararat. That's in 8:4. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to catch up now. It rested on the seventh month, on the 17th day, and it was up on the Mount of Ararat. And the water decreased continually until the 10th month. That's three more, ain't it? Okay. Until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the tops of the mountain seen. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days, that 40 days is a day of, tell me what that is. I wrote it down. 40 got a meaning too. 40 has a meaning. at your trying time. Thank you. Praise the Lord. So you know the servant said he sent a raven and he sent a dove. Listen. He stayed, listen. And it says, but the dove found no rest. And he stayed yet, number 10, another 7 days. And again he sent the dove out of the ark. And the dove came into him in the evening, and lo, in her mouth was an olive leaf. I'm getting ready now. And so Noah knew that the waters was off the earth. He knew the water, but he didn't go. Come on now. See, now, he waiting. I love it. And he stayed yet another 7 days. I love this. And sent forth the dove, which returned not again unto him in the morning. It came to pass in the 601st year. Why do you think God write all this down? It means something. In the first month, the first day of the month, love it, the waters were dried up from off the earth, and Noah removed the covering of the ark and looked, and behold, the face of the ground was dry. Look at here now. He said, in the 100th year, in the first month, okay, but in the second, he didn't go. When he saw the earth was dry, he heard God say, do nothing. That's what God taught me this morning. I ain't told you nothing. Yeah, it's there, but I haven't told you that. And then he gave me this. And in the second month, that's a month later, on the 7th and 20th day, 27 days of the month was it dry, and God spoke. I don't know who I'm helping here. You know, sometimes you think you got the answer to that thing. You done made your mind you're going to do thus and thus. You know, the God say, you know, people been rubbing you wrong and you're going to move to dilly bar dilly. Praise God. Look like everything is ready. The man call you and tell you he's going to give you a raise. But if God don't say nothing, you better wait. I said, you better wait. You got to wait on the Lord. I said, you got to wait on the Lord. Because you don't know, hallelujah, when you get out the ark, whether there's still some places, hallelujah, that's got quagmires, where you may slip in a quagmire. The quagmire ain't dried yet. God knows, hallelujah, everything. And God said, I ain't told you nothing. But I was ready to do something. I was ready. I said, now I could be. No. Then he showed me that. He said, listen, don't you listen to nobody. I got you. You do what I tell you to do. He said, don't you move. He said, don't you move. I don't care what you're feeling. I don't care how hurt you've been. Don't move. Stay. He said, stay. Hallelujah. And he showed me Noah. He showed me how Noah waited upon him until he heard God say, come out the ark. Until you hear God say, make that next step, stay. I'm talking to somebody here. You ain't telling me nothing. I know I'm talking to somebody. But because God got your back. He said, I'll be with you. Now you done said this, he ain't said it. You know, he say a whole lot of things and we act like he ain't said it. He said, I'm going to be with you today. But I know when that waiting period comes, it's terrible. It's terrible when you know you thought you had the answer. You know, it's bad, you know. Praise the Lord. But you got to be sure. There's nothing wrong with being sure. Being sure what God is telling you. Somebody waiting on something. Somebody getting ready to make a move. Hallelujah. But listen, don't make the move until you say, hear God say, come on. Because he got a mouth, he told you the first time. He got a mouth the second time. He's not going to be silent in this situation. We made a lot of mistakes by moving to where we thought we was right. Come on now. We made a lot of mistakes. Praise the Lord. But I want to read 8:6 because that was their covenant. Now I want to talk about the covenant in the New Testament. The word covenant, I told you, means to be bound or have an agreement. Hallelujah. But the Bible say in Hebrew 8:6 that he gave us a better covenant. Somebody turn to that. He gave us a better covenant. It ain't just like the covenant when they had to burn the lambs and do this and that. No. It's hallelujah. Jesus done paid the price. I'm telling you, Jesus paid the price. We ain't got to burn down lamb. Hallelujah. We ain't got to burn no candles. We ain't got, all we got to do is believe in Jesus. That's all we got to do, because he said he gave us a better covenant. Listen, I say covenant. Say covenant. Calvinist, say covenant. Praise God. I'm standing on his word. I say I'm standing on his word. I say I'm standing on his word. This brother come in one day. Brother, hallelujah. He said, get your hat. Put your hats on. We getting ready to have a party. And these things came back to me. And when I started water, you know, it's kind of, oh God. He said, remember what I done said. He said, what I'm trying to teach you is to remember what I said. I'm trying to meet the wherever you are, I want you to remember what I've said to you. Stop running in yourself. Stop doing things because you thought. That's what happened to Abraham and Sarah. Now there are people still over there fighting and carrying on over there. That's the people over there, girl. They come from them folks. No, Abraham is our father. No, this land belonged to us. He's our father. But he hadn't done that. They wouldn't have had that problem. Amen. So we have a better covenant. Read it, Al. Hallelujah. Read that. That we have a better covenant. We have a better covenant even than the one that Abraham and Noah and them had. We got a better covenant. I said, we got a better covenant. And you know, he kept them. He kept those people. He kept them. All through the scriptures, you read, praise the Lord, how he brought them through. Hallelujah, how they still prophesied, how they still lived, how they still survived. Praise the Lord. But look at us, we got a better covenant. And so God's going to do better things for us. Praise the Lord. Oh, yes, he got it all planned. Yeah, what about the covenant? Read it. Go ahead. Yes. A better covenant. Yes, Lord. Up on better promises. I mean, you ought to shout. If you understand what happened back then, and now you're saying, I guess I'm better than that. You know, Abraham was a rich man. Come on now. And the Bible tells us that we are the daughters and sons of Abraham. Hallelujah. We are in covenant with God. Let me show you now. Matthew 15:22. I'm getting on my territory now. I just try to get that New Testament, boy, I tell you. The Old Testament, ooh. All them numbers and things I have to remember. Yep. Mama getting older. I didn't say old, I said older. Praise God. Man, Matthew 15:22. I love it. Hallelujah. Jesus told the disciples, I ain't going to keep you too long, in Matthew 10. He said, I'm going to send you out, but go not into the way of the Gentile, neither into any city of the Samaritans, but go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. When Jesus came, he came to his own. And the Bible says his own received him not. Hallelujah. His own did not receive. You got to put that in your head now. Come on now. But I'm going to tell you something. It's some people with some sense in this day. You got to have sense above. Listen, you got to stop believing it. Oh, God. Once you learn who he is, you don't care if he did come to the Jews. Praise the Lord. I see a man. He's a wonderful man. Praise the Lord. Oh, God, I want to read. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. See how I get to going, and I'm just terrible. Matthew 15:22. Yeah.
And behold, a woman of Canaan.
Listen, now that was not a Jew.
Came out the same coast.
Hello.
And cried unto him, saying, have mercy on me, O Lord.
Yes.
Son of David.
Yes.
My daughter is grievous back for the devil.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
But he answered her not.
He ain't say nothing to her. Hold it. You sometime pray and you ain't no daughter of Cana. You a child of the king. And sometimes you don't think God's saying nothing. Don't be ridiculous. We are covenant keeping people. He might not just be listening to you. Maybe he's still listening. Or for whatever reason. You know what I mean? But he ain't going to not say nothing to you. I don't believe that. I ain't hear from God. Well, you ain't listening. Maybe you done went somewhere where you should have been sitting there listening. And he answered her not a word. Now, the average of us, you stand up talking to somebody, and they don't say nothing. You don't say, I don't have to put up with this stuff. You be gone. I mean, come on now. He think he's something. But I ain't got put up with this. But she saw something in this man. She saw something in this man that she didn't see in another man. She saw love in this man. She saw compassion in this man. Oh, you so precious, Jesus. She saw him for who he was. Yes. Go ahead and read. Okay, now even the church got in. Even the church got in. I told y'all. Remember I told y'all a long time ago. God gonna send everything in the net. Barracudas. Piranhas. Amen. We don't want to send nobody away. Especially if they want Jesus. They may be drunk as a skunk. But if they want Jesus, they may be on so much, you know, so high on drugs, they can't walk. But if they want Jesus, if they come into the church and they want Jesus, hallelujah, I'm asking you to get yourself prepared. Because we did have a drunk to come into church. Praise the Lord. I've talked to him for years, sister. He died, but I talked to him for years. You remember he was drunk when he came? Praise the Lord. But you know what? We do what we can do because we can't heal nobody. We can't. You know what I'm saying? It's Jesus. I say it's Jesus. Praise the Lord. But you know, he may be testing us to see what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? And so what happened to this woman of Cana? Now the church don't come in and tell you, hey, get her out of here. She's hollering and carrying on. You know, when you want Jesus, you don't care what they think. You know, you come to church, you don't care. If you feel like hollering or running, you're going to do it. Especially if you want Jesus.
That's right.
Hallelujah. What did he say? And then he said something else. He speaks up and said, I'm not sent to you otherwise, but unto the lost sheep of Israel. He said it in such a way, you know, I love him because he knew how to say things. You know, he met this woman with all them husbands. You know how we would do, that low-down woman. Girl, you know what? She done been married 5 times. And she up there shacking up with this man. Watch out. We got a long way to go. We got a long, but he didn't say that. When she came up to him, he said, go call your husband. Because he knew she had. He knew it. What love. Pastor crying out for that. I'm crying out for that kind of love. I'm crying out for that kind of compassion. Because there's people in all kind of shapes out there. You ain't got to tell a drunk he's a drunk, he know it. You ain't got to try to tell a dope addict he's a dope addict, because he already know that. You got something else to tell him? He need to know that there's a man called Jesus that loves him, and he don't care what he is, how far down he is, he can pick him up. Now that's what we got to carry out there. Read. Okay, now, uh-oh. She came, did what now? All right now. She fixed him. He can't take that. Go ahead.
Saying, Lord, help me.
Hallelujah. I said, all you got to do is say, help me. Lord, help me. He wasn't going to turn. Woo! She worshiped him. You know what worship? She adored him. She fell on her knees when the Jews weren't falling on their knees. But here's a woman that's out of Canaan that fell on her knees and said, Lord, help me. I love it. You think, did he turn around and say then? Yeah, but I ain't for the help. No. What did he say? He's still talking to her. Maybe she just, now that's third time he done said something. Third. He said, you know, it's just not kosher to take the children's bed and give it to dogs. And he wasn't, listen, they were called dogs. The Gentiles were called dogs. So, I mean, he wasn't really saying something that she, you know, he wasn't calling her nothing out of her name because they were called dogs. Now, she said, thought to herself, now, you think this is going to get me what? I got your attention. I don't care what you're saying. I know if I keep on telling you my petition, you're going to come on and you're going to do something. Ah, hallelujah. You're going to pass. Ooh, God put something in that woman's heart. He had to, girl. Because, I mean, come on, they were living in a day when what they said was true. You know what I mean? He did not go to Gentiles. He just did not. And neither did the apostles. Love it. I say, I love it. And what happened next now? Something else never happened?
She said, true, Lord.
Okay, now listen.
Yet the dogs eat the
I'm not asking to get up there with you folks. I'm not asking to banquet up there with the fancy dishes. But if they drop something, and they usually do, dogs usually eat it. I'll be a dog. Just let me have a crumb of what you got. Because what you got will get me what I need. I'm telling you, girl, it don't take but a drop from him. I said, she understood that. She said, I ain't got to have the whole thing. You ain't got to get up and put your hands on me and do all that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give me a crown. Yeah. I heard a brother preach said, I just want a crown. I said, I don't want no crown. I ain't the woman of Canaan. I'm a child of God. I want to get right up to that table and eat off that table. I'm not asking for no crumbs. I'm asking for the whole roll. I don't want no crumb. This world can't. I can't go to the world with a crumb. When I go to the world, I got to have the whole loaf.
Take a piece of this.
And I bust off of this. Take a piece of that. Take a piece of that. Now if I got a crumb, once I get the crumb, take a piece, and I ain't got nothing in. So I can't help nobody.
I told her, I said, yeah, Lord, I said, he's a wonderful preacher, but I don't agree with that.
See, come on now, you got to have your own thing. She just got up there saying, this is a personal thing.
Yes, it is.
I still love you, and I still come to hear you, but you ain't going to tell me go take no crumb.
That's right.
I want it all. Luke, thank you, Brother Al. Luke 13. Hallelujah. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Luke 13. Yeah, I love this too. I say I love this too. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is wonderful. He's wonderful. Hallelujah. And you can believe, Mark say, all things are possible. I say, if you can believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. God want to heal his people. I say, God wants to heal his people. God want to heal his people. He wants his people to be whole. Praise the Lord. Don't sit up and say, well, no. You know, hallelujah. Be like, you know, somebody say, boy, she looked like she owned the hospital. Yeah. I was praying for somebody. Somebody said, go and pray for her. And I don't want to be talking about, but I'm just telling you experiences. Praise God. I went to the hospital, and then he told me, say, go and pray for this lady. And the nurse says, this is one lady walking here and had her head up like she owned the place. I said, he sure got that right. I ain't gonna walk in like this.
Don't you come in my room like this. Come on. I don't need
it. I love you to death. But I'm gonna tell you, come in there, honey, with your woo, with your war clothes on. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What it say, Al? What it say? I'm reading Luke 13:16. Hallelujah. Read up a little bit. Go up a little bit. I'm going to let you.
And the ruler of the synagogue counseled the indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day.
Okay.
And said to the people, there are 6 days which men ought to work.
Uh-huh.
And therefore came and be healed and not on the Sabbath day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. We are daughters. He said, now this is the daughter of Abraham. Somebody y'all ought to know. She's not a Canaanite. She's not a Galilean, a Geshenite, a Zionite. She's a daughter of Abraham. You are a daughter of Abraham. We are under the Abrahamic covenant. We are under Abraham's covenant. We are under the covenant where God say, I am the Lord thy God, which healeth thee from all thy diseases. We are under that covenant. And when he say something, it's a binding agreement. And when I go to him, I say, Lord, you said it. You said it. I'm standing on your word. You said it. You said you would heal me. That's what you said. I say, but we sick. We sick. But we gonna get well. Y'all ready to get well? I say, y'all ready to get well? I say, you ready to get well? Because all they giving us is Band-Aid. And I'm tired of putting Band-Aid on this thing. You know, I say, Lord, this is not healing me. If I have to take something for blood pressure or whatever, this ain't healing me. And I don't know what it's doing to my liver and my kidneys. And then I go to the doctor, well, your liver got too much iron in it. How I get too much iron? I don't take no iron. Then I look in the book, and you know, I got books. I got all kind of books. And it tell what, you know, what these medicine is doing. Look like the medicine doing more than it's supposed to be, more bad than it's supposed to be doing good. But I understand. I understand. Let your faith arise. Let your faith let you, listen, get to know Jesus. It's something in man's heart that's got to click. It's something in our heart, sister, got to click. Some got to click. People always call. I'm not saying God going to heal everybody. But I'm saying everybody in the church ain't supposed to be sick. You get a bulletin, and in the bulletin, a whole page of sickness. God's folk. It's not kosher. Can I use that word? That's not. I'm not saying that people ain't going to get sick. Because people do get sick. We all got something. But we don't need it. He said that he would heal us. I said, Lord, you said you will heal. You said, by your stripes, I'm healed. Now, we look at that scripture just, you know, by his stripes, I'm healed. We go, well, by his stripes, I'm healed. But I'm asking God to let his word sink in my heart. Lord, you put your word down in my heart. Hallelujah. So I can perform it. Amen. Yes, I said, amen. 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 Anybody agree with that? Thank you, Jesus. We are under a covenant. We are under a better covenant. We are under a covenant not like unto the covenant of the Old Testament. Hallelujah. I'm sorry I couldn't explain to you like I feel in my heart. But we're not under that covenant. We are under a covenant where God... And I'm going to tell you, when God told Abraham, I'm going to give you a child, my God and my Savior, I don't know of no 99-year-old people having kids. In fact, a woman get past 40, she can't hardly have a child if she ain't never had one. You know, her womb, what is her clock go down? Her clock tick down or something like that. Amen. You know, I'm not saying she don't have none at 40 because I've had children late, but I had nine. You know, I had nine children. I could, you know, get pregnant at that particular time. But our bodies are just our bodies. Amen. I really think Jace is a miracle. I do. Because women don't use the hair when they haven't had any kids. Now, if they had a child, then, yeah, there's a possibility. Because my mother-in-law had children late. Amen. But here's a man and a woman. I know she, how was she, 80? Yeah, I think she was 10 years younger than him. She 80? He was 199, so she was 90, because she was 10 years old. Now, what moment you knew 90 years old? Hallelujah. That just don't happen. And, you know, she thought it was funny, and he did too. They say, you know, Sarah laughed. Yeah, Abraham laughed too. The Bible say he did. Amen. Because he said, how in the world? But is there anything? Listen. There is nothing. Say nothing. Too hard for God. Amen. Say it. You say, yeah, but I've been prayed for. I like his, wasn't that some faith? That man sit here, where you sitting, Carenza? There's a gentleman came to church, and he can't hear. And he heard the word. And the first time I talked to him, he said, well, I know God can do things, but I don't know if he can do it for me. So he started sitting under the word. He come up to get prayer. The second time he came to get prayer, he took his hearing aid out and put it in his hand. Put it in his hand. And he trying to listen. I said, Leonard, God going to heal you. And it calls to me, God going to heal him for him. But he said, you know what, little lady? If I have to come up here 7 times, like when they dipped in that river, you know, I read about this man. He said, I'm coming. I said, oh, Lord, don't let him have to come 7 times. That's going to, about the 5th time, I'm going to get embarrassed. Hallelujah. That's the kind of man you got to have. Hey, if he didn't do it, I'm going right back. I'm going right back. And don't worry about, who's she back up there again? That's why you don't get nothing. You want this thing, you'll go after. You don't care what nobody say. You got to not care what people say when you want something from God. Man, you still praying for that? Yeah, and I'm praying again. Yeah, I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to keep on praying. I'm going to let you go. But this brother, he said, they had prayed for this woman. I think it was David Turner, one of them. Prayed for this woman. She had a big goiter. And every time she come to service, she said, praise God, I'm healed. Amen. But the goiter was still there. Okay, that was okay the first time. But after she said it about 3 or 4 times, the pastor would hide behind the thing. He said, why she keep, Lord, don't let her say that. And she said, hallelujah, say some healed. About the 6th time, he said, now, Lord, please. So the 7th time, she come with the garter in a bag, in a box. I tell you, I'm healed. I said I'm healed. Amen. This was for real. This is not a joke. And I said, Lord, you know, you got to be persistent. You got to know. You got to stand up and you got to proclaim. What God, stand on his word. He's not going to go down. He's not going to reject his word. He's not going to not keep his word. If his word said it, it's just good as gold. Just good as gold. So y'all get the chairs out, the white chairs down each side of the room. Because God going to do this thing. Before I leave this world, he's going to do this thing. I say, he's going to do this thing. Because Russell come back next, she ain't going to be able to get in the church. I just believe God going to do this thing. You know, I'm tired of being I say, God going to do what he said. He done told me too many times. I say, God, I ain't going to have you telling me now another time. I'm going to start to believe in what you have said. We got to stand on what he said. I say, we got to stand on what he said. He will keep us. I thank God for you all's testimony. You people that are living in Ferguson. We had a good talk Friday night, didn't we? And we understood some things. You know, God explained some things to us. About the love of God. Praise God. We ain't thought about that police's wife. We ain't thought about his kids. We only thought about us's. But he had I know he was married because they say they showed his house. And don't you know a person in their right mind wouldn't do nothing like that? Don't you know the enemy took him over? Something took that young man over. And now, you know, it was, you know, when you have these spells of depression, the Lord told me that was what's wrong with him. And I said, oh. And then when the news came on, they said, the lady said, lived next door. I said, he never talked to nobody. He never speak to nobody. I said, oh. God was telling me, yeah, okay. Yes. I mean, he was under something. He would not have done that. He wouldn't have done that. You got to realize when people are bound, really the devil just take them over. I mean, he takes them over. You better be glad you ain't bound. I say, you ought to praise God you ain't bound. You ought to be praise God that you set free. And like Gwen said, now that shows up where you are. I mean, come on, that shows up where you are. Come on now. Praise the Lord. We got to love like Jesus said for us to love. These are God's people. God loves that man just like he loved anybody. He loves that man. And it's his business what he want to do with him. Now he should be brought to justice. But we ought to let God. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. May I say this? I don't know if it's going over there or not, but listen. The people that's doing stuff now are doing it because they want to. They're down there in them stores because they want to be thieves and robbers. They're not doing that because of nothing they feeling in their heart. They're doing it now because they want to rob and steal. Because that's what's in them. Don't be fooled. Don't get caught up in this stuff. You're not in the world. You're not of the world. You don't get caught up in this stuff. Love one another. You want to help, go down there and talk to some of them and tell them how much Jesus loves. You want to help. Amen. Because I'm telling you, I done told y'all once now, caring stuff is not going to help people. You can carry the biggest petition or put the biggest sign you want to. That ain't in their heart. You got to get in their heart. I said, you got to let the Lord get in their heart. Their heart have to change. You know what? The people that was in Egypt, they didn't go out there and get, we want to be free. We want to be free. We want to be free. No, God touched Pharaoh. And God can touch whoever else got to be touched. He the same God. He ain't dead. You can see me at the church if you want to. Because I've had some books. See, I'm black. And I've had some really, all right now. Thank you, Jesus. But I told God, I said, God, I'm a child of the King. Yeah. And what I love about it is, he ain't got to make me love nobody. Because it's in me to love folk. Yeah. I say, it's in me. Yeah. I just can't help myself. Because God is love. If you ain't got love, you ain't got God. Because that's the first thing he put in you is love. God so loved the world. And if you can't love them that persecute you, didn't Jesus tell us to do that? And say all manner of evil against us, rise up against us, there's something wrong. You need something else. You need to get to the altar. You need to keep on praying. You need to keep on praying till you get enough of God. Because supposing God looked down and said, well, that dirty devil, boop. He could have did it. And suppose he looked down at you sometime with you and your stuff and said, well, I'm just sick. Boop. But he had mercy upon you. I've heard you say he had mercy upon you. Even when you was in your sin, he had mercy upon you. Well, one sin ain't no more than the other children. All unrighteous is sin. All unrighteous is sin. There ain't no yellow sins, big sins, little sins, in between. They all sin. Amen. So let's stand. We're going to pray for that young man that got to get a hold to him. Let him repent and say he's, well, that ain't going to help, but however. It may help his heart. He got to face God. He's not going to live here forever. He got to face God. Anybody else that need a prayer like that? You know, they need a prayer. They need a prayer. I'm going to ask this. Anybody in here that need to know how to forgive? Come on now. This is your time. I told y'all the story of my dad. If I hated anybody, it was my father. From the way he treated my mother. But the Lord told me, said, you got to get that out of you. You got to get it out. I had a chance to tell my father, and I didn't make it up. I didn't make it up. I love you. Because I realized that he did not know. Some of these kids don't have no examples. They don't have no father to teach them how to be a father. They don't have a mother to teach them how to be a father. You know, it ain't just the men, it's the women too. But more so that, but you know what? We got to pray. And it comes through prayer. It don't come through reading books unless you're reading the Bible. It don't come through brother so-and-so. You got to get a hold of God. He will change your heart. Do you not know he changed my heart? Do you not know he gave me a love for my father? Do you know that when he was dying in Detroit, Michigan, I came to where he was and he was dying. Hello, he said, Celeste, you came? I said, of course I came. And I meant it, tears. I meant this thing. And I marvel what God can do in the heart of a man. I know what I felt about this man, but I know what I feel now. You know what I'm saying? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? God can give you a true repentance. You ain't got to try. You ain't got to try. I'm going to try. No, you ain't got to try to love nobody. You love people. You love them because they're God's people. You love them because they got a soul. You don't want to see nobody in hell. Nobody. I don't care what they did to you. That's why Jesus said, to hit you on one jaw, turn the other. Somebody said, huh. I hear it now, huh. They're not. But that's what he's trying to tell you. He's trying to tell you, no matter how your trials are, no matter what people do to you. Because he told them, say, look, they're going to kill you, put you in prison for my name, see. You ain't done nothing. They beat Peter and them so until it was just, you know, a terrible. But they beat them. Well, that was Peter and them. Yeah, but we got to get there. Well, I said, hallelujah. I said, we got to get there. Why, you think God is waiting? He waiting on us to get there. He waiting on us to come on up here. He waiting on us so he can call us all in at one time. Hallelujah. All those martyrs that's on the altar that's crying and begging God to avenge him. He said, no, I can't avenge you until the brethren come like you coming. We all got to get together and come. Ain't nobody going to come with this one halfway. No, we trying to get together and come. Amen. And I'm going to tell you, you ain't got to make it up. This, you know, honest to goodness, you ain't got to make this up. God gives it to you. It comes from God. You will have a true love and understanding. You will. You will say, oh, Lord, help him. Help him. Help him, Jesus. I pray, Lord, for that man's wife and his children. I pray for him, God. I pray for him, God. Amen. Lord, forgive him. He didn't know what he was doing. That's what Jesus did on the cross. That what Jesus did on the cross? Is that what, did he deserve to die? No. But he looked down and he said, Lord, forgive him. Hallelujah. Blood everywhere. Flesh hanging off. Praise God. It was obvious that these people had done him wrong. But he said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And people do stuff because they don't know what they're doing. If they knew what they're doing, they wouldn't do it. Aren't you blessed to be a Christian? You ought to praise God right now for being saved. You ought to clap your hands right now that you say you have the capacity to love people. You got it in you. All you got to do is let him come on out. Thank you, Jesus. You don't have to hate nobody because they're doing nothing but mess you up. High blood pressure, this and that, you know, because you got something in your heart. Daddy did me wrong. Mama did me wrong. Brother did me wrong. Come on now. You got anybody that did you wrong, you need to get up here now. Honestly. Because God can, I'm telling you, liars go to hell. God can do something for you that nobody else can do. He would help you to forgive your enemy, people that did you wrong. He will help you. He will help you. Father, in Jesus' name, these precious souls in this place, you heard the testimonies of the young people. They have a heart that want to really press in. I thank you for that, Father. But you said unless a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. We have to die. And death is not easy. It's not easy, Lord. Only through you can we die. Hallelujah. Well, we ask God, you help us. Ooh, help us, God. Because we see a dying world. We see a world, God, that they don't have answers for. We see men having big meetings trying to find out what to do. They don't have an answer. Because the answer is simple. It's you, Lord. You're the only thing that can help this nation. You're the only thing that can help our president. You're the only thing that can help everybody that in high positions. You are the one that can help us. And if we don't get your help, we'll still be running around doing what we're doing. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help us as Christians. We love you. You love Jesus? Then tell him right now, say, I love you, Lord. Let me hear it. I love you, Lord. Come on, let me hear it. Let him hug a little bit. Come on, let me hear it. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Praise the Lord. And I want to be what you want me to be, Lord. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 God got something for us. Anybody need prayer today? I'm going to a special prayer for those that are sick today. A pressure prayer. For those that are sick in your body. He's still a healer. He's still a healer. He ain't stopped healing people. He's a healer. Come on. You need prayer today. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.